Given the level of economic development of these countries. Why am I saying this? I say this because modern financial and credit relations are structured in the world in such a way that they serve exclusively the interests of the so-called golden billion. This golden billion, or more precisely, the leaders of these countries of the golden billion, they exploit almost all other countries of the world. They abuse their position, technological, informational, and financial. They have built international financial institutions in such a way, and they are introducing such rules into the sphere of financial and economic activity, that it is beneficial almost only to them. I want to emphasize this. It all looks pretty good. But ultimately all these rules and institutions serve the interests of this golden billion, of course. We need to think about this. We are thinking about this, including within the framework of the organization that I already mentioned, within the framework of BRICS. But I am sure. I know about this.
The West absolutely needs to survive. But then there's another side of this that nobody knows anything about. The truth of what's going on is that the rulers, the real rulers of the West, who don't care about you, they don't really care about your LGBT, they don't care about your Black Lives Matter, they don't care about your white nationalism, they don't care about you. They approached BRICS with an offer to buy into ownership of some of these resources. And BRICS then looked at them and said, fuck you and your money. You're fucking evil. We want nothing to do with you. That is what this is all about. That is at the core of all of this. BRICS told the people who run the West to go fuck themselves. And this is a very beautiful thing. It has to happen.